What do you have for me?
Was haben Sie?
Right. Was haben Sie for me?
Für mich.
Right. Was haben Sie für mich?
Was haben Sie für mich?
What can you bring me?
Was können Sie mir bringen?
Right. Yes. So, step by step. Was können Sie mir bringen? Was können Sie mir bringen? So, for me would be für
mich.
Für mich. But with me is mit
mir.
Mir. So, mit mir is with to me. Yes. Mit mir. But for me, für mich. So, for you would be für
Sie.
Für Sie. But with you is with, mit, to you, is Ihnen.
Ihnen.
Mit Ihnen. Ihnen. So, once more, with you would be mit
Ihnen.
Ihnen. So, Sie means you if it does not imply to you. But you implying to you is Ihnen. Like me implying to me is mir, you implying to you, Ihnen. So, I cannot bring it to you would be, I cannot bring it to you today because I don't have it, or for I don't have it. So, I cannot bring it to you today. I cannot.
Ich yes. kann nicht einen
essen. No, 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 no.
Ihnen.
Right. So, I cannot bring it to you today. I cannot this.
Ich kann nicht es Ihnen.
Right. To bring it today.
Heute bringen.
Right. Ich kann nicht es Ihnen heute bringen. Or ich kann es Ihnen nicht heute bringen. Either way. For, or because, is denn,
den.
D-E-N-N, I don't have it.
Denn ich habe es nicht.
Denn ich ha, put the stress on the A, habe.
Denn ich,
ich.
Denn ich habe es nicht.
Right, denn ich habe es nicht. I must have it.
Ich muss.
Muss.
Ich muss.
Muss, muss, muss. It's M-U-S-S and the U is always an U.
Ich muss es habe.
The second verb is always the two form of the whole verb. The whole verb always has an N at the end. And ich muss, this is what I call a handle, meaning because after it, whatever follows, whatever verb follows has to be at the end with an, the full, the two form of the whole verb with an N at the end. So I must have it would be
ich muss es haben.
Right. Ich muss es haben.
Ich muss es haben.
Right. What is the verb of must in English? You cannot say to must.
To have to.
To have to is right. To have to. The future tense of I must do it. And if it is tomorrow, you cannot say I will must, but I will.
I have to do it.
I will have to do it.
I will have to do it.
Right. Or yesterday, the past tense of I must, you cannot say I must it, but
I had to do it.
I had to do it. We have a similar situation in English with can. What is the verb of can in English? You cannot say to can. But what is it in English?
To be able.
To be able is right. the future tense of I can do it is I will
be able to do it.
Be able to do it. You cannot say I will can. These are English problems, but not German problems. Because to be able is können. Können. And that's why we have wir können, for we can, or we are able. Sie können, you can. But I can is ich kann. So can and must and wollen. Wollen is to want. Those are what I call, what I like to refer to as handles. Because if you use them, whatever verb follows, that verb has to be at the end, the full verb of the en. In German, to have to, the verb to have to is müssen. M-U umlaut, for the two dots over the U, which gives you the Ü sound, where you have to whistle the E. Müssen, müssen. How would you say it?
Müssen.
Müssen, müssen.
Müssen.
Right, müssen. Once more?
Müssen.
Müssen, right.
Müssen.
Müssen is the verb. But for I must, there's no umlaut, ich muss.
Ich muss.
Ich muss. But the verb to have to, again, is?
Müssen.
Müssen, right. So we have to has to be wir.
Wir müssen.
Wir müssen. And you have to?
Sie müssen.
Sie müssen, yes.
Sie müssen. Mm-hmm.
So you have to come with me?
Müssen Sie.
Müssen Sie, do you have to?
Sie müssen.
Mm-hmm.
To mit come mir with, kommen.
Right. Sie müssen mit mir kommen.